I'm finding this harder than I thought I would. I'm leaving this place. A place I've left many times before. The only difference this time is that I won't be coming back. The familiarity of my surroundings only serves to remind me of the time I have spent here. And no doubt, as I approach my destination, the world will seem strange and unfamiliar. The house looked so empty when I left. The room that was my home for so long is void of possessions and even furniture. Just a naked, empty room remains. I wonder how many people have felt the same feeling when leaving this place. After all, it's an old house. Who knows how many people have been here before, what memories and stories the house must have to tell. My story is now part of theirs. Saying goodbye is always the hardest part. Saying goodbye is always the hardest part. The sudden and unexpected wave of emotion that comes over you just at the moment you leave. Me, I expect to cry. I don't need a prompt to get emotional. But the unexpected tears of a full-grown man surprise me and turn my trickle into a flood. I am unspeakably touched. I knew that my departure from this place was going to be difficult, but to know that I'll be missed, well, it was selfish, I guess, but it's all I can ask for. Even now, as I try to concentrate on the road ahead, it just keeps coming back to me, and I have to blink back the tears. This journey is probably the hardest I've ever had to do. Aside from driving with teary eyes actually being quite difficult, there is nothing here that will let me forget my situation. Driving through the industrial state, past car garage after car garage, I know that this will be the last time I do so. At least for a long while. Who would have thought I would feel sadness at leaving even this behind? Seems that everywhere I pass is a memory. I used to live there. That's where I used to play badminton. Oh, and that's a nice pub where we used to go for meals. That's where they hold the car boot sale. I did my driving lessons there. It doesn't get any easier once I'm out of the town and into the open Devon countryside. The hills roll up and away from me on either side of the road, with classic English patchwork fields meeting with the odd country village. This place makes me reflective at the best of times, but today everything is greatly heightened. My belongings slide from side to side as my car tries its best to tackle the corners and hills that Devon challenges it with. I wonder if there'll be anywhere quite like this where I'm going. My car keeps pulling me closer and closer towards my destination. Away from the beautiful county where I've lived, away from the places and people that I know and love. Yet, the emotion is a peculiar one. Though there is an overwhelming sense of melancholy about this day, I cannot help but feel the sense of hope and excitement that builds in me with every passing mile. It's bringing me closer and closer to a brand new start and a brand new life. Was it so long ago that I felt the same thing when first arriving in Exeter? It seemed like a lifetime. Still, at least this time I get to share the sorrow and excitement with somebody. I look in my rearview mirror and I can see Steve following behind me. I wonder how he's feeling right now. Is it the same uncomfortable mixture of sadness and excitement? Or just the one or the other? After all, this has to be more difficult for him. He's leaving the place he's lived his whole life to start a new life with me. Hope he doesn't resent me for it. No. I've got to stop being so doubtful. This is a positive decision, and one we made together. We united on this journey. Can't help but wonder where all these other people are going, and what their purpose is. Of course, this damn tractor in front of me doesn't actually have a purpose. It just drives round and round all day, slowing down traffic. But what about everyone else? I wonder if their journey holds as much significance as mine. I wonder how they're feeling. And where they're going. There's a sign. The sign that officially confirms my exit from Devon and welcomes me into Dorset. Welcome to Dorset. I used to feel a slight sense of happiness when I used to see the signs welcoming me back to Devon. It used to invoke an inner warmth in me, telling me I was home. Only, from now, it's not home anymore. Welcome to Dorset. Well, it's not quite got the same ring to it yet, but I've got to give it time.